Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
1 in 6 Americans is Latino, and they represent $1.2 trillion in buying power. What's your business doing to tap into this local market? There are more than 20,000 Latino and Hispanic people in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. They work alongside us, are enrolled in our schools, participate in civic life, and contribute to our local economy. You can access this growing market by collaborating with Juan 790 AM. You see, Juan is very popular on the North Coast because he plays the best Spanish language music hits, broadcasts sports from ESPN Deportes, and transmits news from CNN Español. It's the most listened to Spanish language station on the North Coast. Businesses that advertise with Juan see a positive impact on their bottom line and in their relationships with the community. Call the Eureka Broadcasting Company today at 442-5744 to get more information on how your business can grow by reaching out to the Latino community. Visit Juan online at juan790.com to learn more. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I have some rather sad goodbyes to talk about today. First will be Ken Johnson, a longtime friend and member of my church. Ken worked for Eureka Newspapers for many years and was deeply involved in the running of the church. We all said that Ken had forgotten more about the building than most of us knew. Due to failing health, he and Beth had moved to Albany, Oregon to be near their daughter, Lorraine. A memorial service will be held at Calvary Lutheran Church, south in Prospect Streets, at 11 o'clock this coming Saturday, with a potluck lunch to follow. Next comes Madge, or Andy Madgy, Davy. I'd known Madge for many years also. She was the daughter of Muriel and Kenny Buck. Kenny was quite a prankster. He and the late Walt Kibala always playing tricks on each other on a regular basis. Madge was a great supporter of local youth sports, attending most games. She could be found at the end of the loggers' bench at basketball games, cheering them on. She took a particular liking to my grandson, Nathan Madsen, as well as many others. Last but not least, we have Herb Wall, the eulogy given by Tom Cookman in his last comment being a real nice one. I, too, have known Herb for many years, as he worked across the street from where I worked at Norris Market, now Myrtle Avenue Market. I remember when he lost his two sons and how difficult it was for Herb and Agnes, but they pulled through it with God's help. We would always see Herb and his wife at the memorial services for our servicemen wearing his original Navy uniform. Goodbye to all of you and condolences to your families. In the same vein, I was invited to the 90th birthday celebration of Jerry Partain's life at the Alder Bay Retirement Facility. The joint was packed, so I didn't stay long, but read him a poem I had written about our days at then Humboldt State College and as community commenters. Happy birthday, Jerry, and many more. I'm not sure how I feel about the recent lowering of speed limits by the city of Eureka on many of the main streets. I got stopped on my way home from work one night, doing a little over what I thought was a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit on Harris Street, quite a while ago. Turns out it was a 30-mile-an-hour zone, but the officer, one who was known for writing borderline tickets, didn't cite me, possibly thanks to my friend the late Roger Carey, the chaplain, who was riding with him that night. Since then, I try to stay right close to or under the limits. I've already seen speeders on H and I streets, but it's early. The recent booting out of families from the MAC, or Multiple Assistance Center, seems a little heartless. I've never been without a home, but I have been down to my last dime a few times in my younger life, but don't know what it's like to be homeless. According to the Times Standard, they are trying to find homes for the families, but why not find homes for the single men and leave the families alone? Now I guess they'll have to call it the Single Assistance Center. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.